Again, we're talking with who?
Jack Pelton.
Who?
The boss.
Say that name.
The big cheese.
The big numero uno.
That's right. The head dog. The head honcho. The big man.
Let's talk about Project 21. I see some new steel over there on the side of the museum.
Great new project that during the pandemic, we didn't let off our foot off the throttle on fundraising for this new project. It was a concept that came about in looking at AirVenture and saying, we have two venues at AirVenture that are fan favorites, and they make a big difference with young people, and they make a big difference to pilots, and that's KidVenture and then our Pilot Proficiency Center. So we're building this facility attached onto the museum, be part of the museum. It's going to be very modern, very new. The second floor of it is kind of a modernized version of KidVenture. So it'll have the same principles of STEM learning, hands-on, project-based. We've got learning labs that are very flexible. You can change them in a day for whatever topics you might want. We can bring school groups in and kids and be able to have that same experience that they have here during the 1 week anytime during the year. And that's been it's going to be fantastic. Really,
that's amazing because KidVenture was just someone's idea that took off.
Dan Mica, who's still the chairman of that area, it was his idea and it has grown and it has attracted the interest of a lot of the aviation industry companies as a way to get kids thinking about STEM education and the aviation industry as a potential career. And it's grown. This year it's even better than ever. So we'll be able to – we're gonna use that floor for that. And and it was one of my board members and one of our major donors who said, that is an idea we will pay for you guys to do that. So that was incredible. The other, the Pilot Proficiency Center, we have 12 to 13 simulators that are ours from Redbird that they use just during AirVenture, but we have them stored year-round. And the other idea there was, how do we use that year-round? So we're going to build it's a simulator center for training, proficiency training, brushing off the rust, currency training, and the FAA is actually going to partner with us on doing some what they call CFI validation courses so they can come here. And type clubs can come, so you could bring the Bonanza Society, and they can do their type-specific training that they want to do.
Oh, that's really cool. It's like a training camp.
Yeah, that's what it'll be, and it'll be year-round. And
all right, I'm coming out here.
You know, I wonder, can you link the trainers together and do a formation?
Fly formation.
we'll see if we can do an aeroshell demonstration.
Right. Yeah, let's do an air show virtually. There you go.
Don't laugh. Somebody's probably thinking about that.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't gotten past the part where you just fly one airplane, okay?
I'd like to be the virtual announcer for it, so,
oh,
you know.
Oh, God.
We'll see what
virtual
happens.
Loop. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the timeline on that?
We broke ground already, so the steel's up, and we will be at AirVenture next year. We'll be using that facility instead of the other facilities on the ground for KidVenture and for the Pilot Proficiency Center.
Wow, that's fast.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's fast. Everybody's chomping at the bit.
They are. It's had great support.
It just keeps getting better. And I understand you didn't have any problem getting volunteers. I mean, we were chomping at the bit personally.
You know, our big worry was this event can't happen without the volunteers. It just, there's over 5,000. They have their own areas. They're chairman of their areas. We give them what they need in the way of resources as far as whether it be tools, chairs, scooters, whatever. But they run the area, and they determine how it runs. And the big fear is if they don't feel comfortable coming, there is no AirVenture. And we kept pulsing them during the year with the chairman. The chairman calls frequently. And it was amazing. By probably about February, they were all seeing kind of the light at the end of the tunnel and said, we're on board. We're going to be there. Don't you worry. We'll make sure it's staffed. And it was then just a wave of enthusiasm amongst their part. And they're here making the difference.
I've always said that it's amazing to be a part of something that's much bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've always come back every year.
And the part to me also that's bigger than yourself, but then the tradition and legacy of these volunteers, you know, multiple generations and the human interest stories that come out of it are just fascinating. I can think of the Arcamuzzi family who Mike's a pilot and he's brought his three kids since they were very little to be here and help out. He volunteers, he and his wife do. Then all of a sudden the kids go to our Air Academy. Well, they go to take a young ride, go to our Air Academy, get the bug themselves. still volunteer every year here. They take time off from now. They're grown. The two daughters are both airline captains. The son is flying for a regional. They take
nice.
they take their vacation time to come volunteer for 2 weeks here. And they sleep in a tent in the campground. And you think, we watch that happen. I mean, we just watch those
right.
develop, and we made a difference, which really feels good.
And you hope to see that spark every time at some other young child here or young adult.
Exactly. That's what we feel our kind of mission is to be able to be the ones to help do that.
Yeah, forget COVID, man. We got our own virus.
Well, you know,
it's called flying.
And the thing of it being is that everybody that I've interacted with here has got a smile on their face. The volunteers, the staff members, the vendors, the people just wandering around.
I have to say, we've been having fun in the campground. We have our own modes of personal transportation. But, you know, you put up radar speed signs. Come on, man. That's just a challenge.
Looking at that saying, ooh, bonus
How
points.
How fast will this thing really go?
Yeah. Bonus points if you hit 25 without getting caught.
Yeah, I'm sure.
On a bar stool with a lawnmower engine on it.
Hey, yeah. I am definitely motorizing a toilet and bringing it back, man. I want something that's unusual.
It'll be the official hot start vehicle.
There you go. The hot start VIP limo.
Yep.
We'll get you a ride on it. Actually, we saw a guy, my son and I, who took one of those little scooters, cut it in half, stretched it about 5 feet, and mounted a giant cooler in the middle of it. And he was just sitting on the cooler, motoring around. I'm like, that guy's got his priorities right.
I was going to say, his priorities are right in the right place.
Look at the proliferation of crazy aircraft all of a sudden, all these electric VTOLs and stuff. Mm-hmm. We could not have foreseen this 10 years ago.
No, we couldn't. And to actually see them flying today, I don't know if you had a chance to see the Volocopter.
No, I didn't.
And then they've got one with the Blackfly that's been flying out in doing demo flights down at the ultralight area.
We tried the simulator, and literally, if you can fly flight simulator, you can fly the Blackfly.
That, you know, and that's kind of how they proved the concept, is they said you can train somebody on the simulator and then put them in the Oh, I guess it's actually classified as an ultralight.
Right.
Be able to get it.
I volunteered,
it and go.
But they wouldn't let me. And Ford this year, they're making a nice splash, too.
They are, with the new e-Mustang.
Yep.
And I was trying to explain this to my wife, and she thought, oh, there he goes again. He's making stuff up. But
oh, yeah.
I said you can go demo it in their booth. And she said, it's a car. I mean, you need. And
no.
I said, no, they'll take you 0 to 60 in the booth.
Just about.
Yep.
It's not a car. It's a rocket with wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, we're going to need your help on a special project with Ford Motor Company.
Uh-oh.
We got to get Andy on the radio. He's the backup guy for whatever guest that
yeah.
we get here. We have not gotten him on the radio
Andrew?
in 10 years.
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
Andrew and I are really good personal friends.
Well, tell him it's a requirement.
I know exactly
right in the contract.
I know exactly how to get him here.
Okay.
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Ah, there we
All
go.
Right.
He's a prolific collector of fine bourbons.
Okay, that's intriguing.
And when he comes to Air Venture, since he lives in Michigan, he uses an opportunity to find local special.
Right, like microbrews.
So I always find him stuff in Kansas. And I try to find something special and get it autographed for him for each year and send it up to him.
Nice. Yeah. All right, we got to work on that.
And no. I keep waiting in return that I'm going to get a Mustang, and yet to have
yeah,
seen
exactly.
Anything, yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, we never heard how much the Young Eagles Mustang sold for.
The Young Eagles Mustang sold for $180,000.
Okay, pocket change.
Yeah, it was a wonderful EA member who's also on our medical advisory committee, and his wife is a pilot also, and they were moved by the WASP exhibit, and also very into the latest technology and trends. So that car has won, I think in 2020, it was the number one electric car and won every award out there.
Wow.
You know, over Tesla and everybody else.
I would love to get one. I mean, I'm doing crazy commuting, and an electric would be wonderful. So
yeah, it's you know, they're starting to finally get the range on them mm-hmm. up to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just battery technology, and that's it's all improving with time.
It is.
You know, I can't wait to. I'd like to take a Ford out on a test drive because I drove a Tesla, and you know, I was used to an O2 Corvette, And this thing snapped me back, and I never even really laid into it. So I'm wondering if Ford's got up their sleeve, because they're taking Tesla head on.
Yeah.
And the one that I'm excited to actually be able to see and drive at some point is their truck. The Lightning.
Yeah.
They sold the first 3 years of production, I think, already.
That just blew me away.
That is amazing.
My son wants to get the new Maverick.
Oh, he's the Maverick.
Yeah, he's like 40 miles to the gallon, and it's 20 grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Anyway. So let's digress back to aviation.
No. What's that?
We have the man here that has designed everything from biz jets on down. Is this true? You want to do paramotor?
You can ask my staff. I definitely have been. I sit in my office and watch the paramotors go, and I'll leave in the evening towards sundown and see them over the cornfields of Wisconsin and say, that is the absolute most dreamy thing I could ever imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the epitome of low and slow.
My 10 or 100 meter time, though, to get the running start is a little off from my old days. And part of that is, part of it's gravity and part of it is mass. Then I've got to solve that problem. So I'm thinking the trike. And they had the other night, they're out, and Sean Elliott, our head of flight ops, is he's checked out to be able to as a trainer, so he has promised me that possibly by before the end of this year he will get me up and checked out in one.
Nice.
Jack, next year the Ford concert, we got to get Dierks Bentley back for two reasons. One, he packed a place. Second, it was great fun watching you shotgun a beer with him.
You can't live it down. Never live that down.
Secretly, that was one of my proudest moments. But
there you go.
For an old guy my age, it gives me some street cred with the kids.
It does.
I have a quote from the Survivor's Party. I took a $1 billion company to something like $6
billion. $10 billion, I think it was.
And I'm going to be remembered for shotgunning a beer.
Yeah.
Actually, we hope to have a chance. My wife bid on a concert package for Dierks Bentley, and I said, okay, we're going to get a chance to just do a meet and greet with him. And I said, this is our chance to say, you got to get back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Work on him. Work on him.
I will.
Please do. We enjoyed that concert.
We enjoyed having you. Thank you so much for coming with us, Jack. And hopefully we'll do it again. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.